Hey, this is actually good.
Good?
Yes. Now he can just float down into the water and we can pick him up.
Good. Did you hear that, Rodney? All you have to do is float down into the water and we'll pick you up.
Great. So why ain't I coming down?
Why isn't he coming down?
I don't know. He must have caught an updraft.
It's carrying him off.
Yeah. Toward Pearl Harbor.
I want my mommy!
What do you mean we ain't going nowhere, Captain Quid?
Just what I said, lassie.
Well, can't you fix a boat?
Nope. You can't put one wire back on?
Sure, but the wire ain't the problem.
Well, then what is?
We're out of gas. I thought I filled the tank, but, well, you know how it goes.
Well, can't we just radio for help?
Good idea, except for one problem.
That's the wire you pull.
You catch on quick, lad. Ever think of becoming a sailor?
Oh, great. We're stuck out on the ocean in a soggy, rickety old rust bucket.
Soggy, aye. Rickety, perhaps. Old rust bucket, maybe. But rat-infested?
I didn't say rat-infested.
I know, but she's also rat-infested.
Look, Captain, what are we gonna do?
Well, there's only one thing left to do. Geronimo!
Whoa! Oh, hey,
what are you doing?
Hey!
Swimming back to the shore to get help. It's only 3 or 4 miles.
But we're paying you by the hour.
Don't worry. I'm a fast swimmer. I-N-G-O. 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 And Bingo was his name. Oh, I love this song.
He left us. I'm never going to see my children again.
This is unbelievable.
I'll say. He took the pork rinds.
This is too cool. A real live battleship.
Welcome aboard the USS Farragut, folks.
Do you work here?
Yes, I do. I'm the ship's executive officer, Lieutenant Commander Stark.
We are looking for this young man's father.
Yeah, Lieutenant Joseph Hodges.
Hodges. That name doesn't ring a bell.
He's a communications specialist.
Well, then I'm sure he's not on this ship. I'm very familiar with all our communications personnel, and we don't have a Hodges here.
But I saw him. He was standing right on this deck a half hour ago.
Lawrence, you said your father is an assistant to a bigwig.
Yeah, an admiral or somebody.
Well, Admiral Corridon and his staff were on the ship earlier.
I knew it!
Oh, hold it, Lawrence. They were on the ship?
They left at 1400 hours.
Oh, now it didn't take us that long to get here. When is that?
2 o'clock, 20 minutes ago.
Oh, man!
But where did they go?
I believe they were returning to the base.
How do we get there?
I know the way.
Thanks for your help, Lieutenant Commander Stark.
Yeah, thank you.
And as we say in the islands, Nene Aina e'e Lanai.
The goose preserved the porch?
Well, we don't say it too often.
I know Rodney went down around here somewhere.
These waves are pretty choppy. We better find him quick, though. These are restricted waters.
There's his parachute. Rodney! Rodney!
He's not there.
Why wouldn't he be here?
I don't know. Unless...
No, not that. Rodney! Rodney!
Hey, what's going on?
The radio. Rodney, are you all right?
My ankle hurts.
Why did you unhook your parachute?
It was weighing me down. Look, you guys gonna come pick me up or what?
We're trying to find you.
Tell him to wave his arms.
Rodney, wave your arms.
What, like this?
There he is.
We see you, Rodney. We're coming.
It's about time.
Okay, now reach out.
Okay, come here, Rodney.
Be careful. Don't fall in yourself.
It's not too hard.
Get the other...
Ow!
Get this leg up.
Hey!
Okay, now the other one. Come
Watch
on.
My other leg.
Okay, he's in.
And we're out of here.
Stay where you are. This is the military police of the United States Navy. You are trespassing on restricted waters. Stand by to be boarded.
What a day I'm having.
Wonder what the kids are doing right now.
Probably relaxing somewhere. Da da dum di da
dum da dum di da dum da dum di da. And Bingo was his name, oh.
Well.
We wanted to lie out in the sun.
Yes, but I was hoping it would be on the shore with a cool lemonade in my hand.
If you don't mind, let's not talk about liquid refreshments, huh? My tongue is starting to cleave to the roof of my mouth.
Well, at least the boat stopped rocking.
Yeah, we're getting a little peace and quiet. Speaking of quiet, Doris, are you all right?
Huh? Oh, yeah.
What are you looking at?
Well, it's the funniest thing. I think the island's getting smaller.
Smaller?
Yeah, when we stopped it was pretty big, but now you can hardly see it there.
What?
See? It's barely there.
It's not getting smaller, Doris. The ocean is getting bigger.
Huh?
We're drifting.
Oh,
drifting?
What?
Yes, as in out to sea.
What do we do?
We need to find the anchor.
What's it look like?
Well, it's a big metal thing.
Look for it.
Yeah.
Oh, I found a big metal cord.
That's okay. Probably the anchor line. Pull on it.
Come on.
Lead us to the anchor. Come on.
Harder. Here's one end.
And here's the other.
And no anchor.
Now what do we do?
Find an oar.
Or what?
No. Find something that can be used as a paddle, like this broom.
Then what?
All of us start rowing.
Oh, okay.
Good afternoon, folks. What can I do for you?
We'd like to see Lieutenant Joe Hodges, please.
He's a member of Admiral Corridon's staff.
Oh, well, I'm afraid you're too late. They've already left.
What?
Where'd they go this time?
Honolulu. The Admiral's putting on a civilian liaison meeting luncheon for some of the local business and government people. Strictly public relations stuff.
I think I read about this in the paper. It's on the grounds of the Iolani Palace?
That's correct, sir.
Do you know where that is, Mr. Ioe?
Of course.
Are we getting any closer?
I don't know. It's hard to tell. Just keep rowing.
Oh, George, I think we have a bigger problem.
What's that?
We're taking on water.
What?
She's right. We're sinking.
Oh, boy.
We're sinking.
All right. Don't panic. Bart, you and I'll keep on rowing. Yeah. Mary, you and Doris, start bailing.
What do we use to bail with?
I don't know. Just improvise.
Your coin purses.
Look at leather. It'll ruin them.
Doris!
All right. I got such a good deal on it, too. Here. Yeah.
George, this isn't working. The water's rising.
We're still sinking.
Oh, dear Lord, please help us.
Oh. Ahoy on the middle.
Hey, it's the Navy.
Oh. This is Commander Shulman of the cutter ship USS Ben Franklin. Do you require assistance?
Yes.
We're pulling alongside you. Stand by to come aboard.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
Well, we contacted the hotel and your story checks out. You are a registered guest of the Bonsai Corporation.
Yes, sir.
You're lucky all you have is a sprained ankle, young man. It could have been a lot worse.
Thanks.
We'll have the doctor look at it once we get back to base. Meanwhile, make yourselves comfortable.
Thank you again. I can't believe we were picked up by the military police.
I can't believe they let Mason go.
He was the only one of us who had ID, Rodney. Look, we need to talk.
Oh, do we?
Yes, we do. You don't really want me to fall for you. You're just doing all these things because I wounded your pride.
I told you before. I don't know what you're talking about. You think I'm crazy enough to do this for a girl? I was just trying to experience the essential Hawaii like my pop.
All right. If you want to believe that, fine. But I did say some things on the plane that I shouldn't have. And I'm sorry, okay?
Well, I still don't know what you're talking about, but apology accepted.
Good. Now will you please stop with these stunts?
That you can count on. Looks like we're ending up at Pearl Harbor today after all.
Yeah. Maybe we'll run into Jimmy, Lawrence, and Mr. Ioway, huh?
Nah, they're probably somewhere else by now.
Sorry, I can't let you in.
But my dad's in there.
I have my orders.
Can't you make an exception, Corporal? It's the boy's father.
Orders are orders. I can't let anyone in without an invitation, no matter who their dad is. Now, I'm afraid I'm going to have to ask you to leave.
Come on, boys. Let's go.
We did the best we could, Lawrence. I'm sorry.
It doesn't matter. My dad and I just aren't supposed to be together, I guess.
I wouldn't be so sure.
You heard Corporal Klink. We can't get in.
There's an old Hawaiian saying, Oka poi noka huku wiki wiki.
And that means?
When the front door is closed, go through the back way. Either that or please pass the piano. I get them mixed up. The point is, this luncheon is being catered by Mauna Loa Caterers.
So?
So, I know them. And more importantly, they owe me big time for some work I did for them. And I know just how they can pay me back.
But I don't know how to be a busboy.
What's to know? You pick up dirty dishes.
This is crazy.
Yes, and it also happens to be the only way we can find Lawrence's father. Besides, it's fun. Come on. Excuse me, ma'am.
Here goes nothing. Can I take that cell phone,
I can't
please?
Believe I'm doing this.
Okay,
excuse me, ma'am. May I take your plate?
Okay, I'll get that for you.
All right, there are no.
Yes, I'll take that. Can I take that dish for you?
Corporal?
You! Gotta get more dishes.
Hey,
bye!
Hey, come back here, you! Come back! Can you go over there? Stop struggling. Tan, Hud.
What in blue blazes is going on here, Corporal?
Sir, I caught these people entering the party without an invitation, sir.
Are you Admiral Corden?
Yes, I am.
I'm Lawrence Hodges. Lieutenant Joe Hodges is my father. I'm on vacation here in Hawaii, and I saw my dad on the Farragut earlier today. He hasn't been home in 2 months, and I just wanted to...
I understand, son, but your dad isn't here.
Not again.
Where is he?
Well, he left the Farragut to spearhead our next assignment, son. I'm afraid he's gone.
Gone?
Gone.
I'm sorry, son.
Yeah, me too.
This is the galley, folks. Make yourselves comfortable. We'll be pulling into port in about a half hour.
Thank you, Commander.
Do you have any souvenirs around here?
Doris?
Just asking.
I'm afraid not. If you'll excuse me, I have to get back to the bridge. Lieutenant?
Commander? Oh, you must be the folks they pulled off the charter boat.
Yes, we are.
I was just going to fix myself some coffee. Would you like some?
Oh, yes, thank you.
What do you do on the ship?
Oh, nothing, actually. I'm a passenger, same as you. I was out on a carrier. Commander Shulman's been ferrying me back and forth. I guess it's a good thing he is, too. Otherwise, you folks would have been in real trouble.
We'd have got out of it eventually.
Bart.
I wonder if they've sent my message yet.
Message?
To our kids in Honolulu. I don't want them to worry. I asked them to send it when we first came on board.
Oh, well, let's find out.
I don't want to cause any trouble.
Oh, no trouble. It's just a matter of picking up the phone. Communications, this is the galley. There's a Mrs.,
Barkley.
Barkley here wondering about the status of a message to her children. Standing by. Oh, it's nice to have a family, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Oh, I haven't seen mine in months. I sure do miss them. Yes, I'm here. Uh-huh. I see. Thank you.
Were they able to leave the message at our hotel?
No, they didn't have to. It seems your children were at the base when we radioed in. They're waiting for you there right now. Well, here's where we part company, folks. I've got to split off to catch a flight. Your kids should be right through those doors.
Thank you very much for all your help and kindness, Lieutenant.
Oh, it was nothing. Enjoy the rest of your stay.
Thanks.
Bye. Well, come on. Let's go see the kids.
Dad.
Mom. Jimmy.
Donna.
Aloha, my friends. So glad you're safe.
Thank you, Mr. Iwe.
Rodney, what did you do to yourself?
I just sprained my ankle, Ma. Oh, you did something crazy again, didn't you? What did I tell you about
that? But, not another word. After what we've been through today, I think this whole family's crazy.
Yes, dear.
Come on, Rodney. We'll help you up to the van. Come on, don't stop.
Where's Lawrence?
He's over there.
Is he all right?
No, Mr. Barkley. I'm afraid he isn't.
What's the matter?
When we were on the memorial, he saw his father on a ship across the harbor.
His father?
Yeah. We tried to chase him down. He even crashed into Admiral's party, but he had already left.
Oh, poor Lawrence.
I wish there was some way to cheer him up.
The only way for that to happen is for his father to walk through the door.
Oh, good, you're still here. You folks didn't happen to see my hat when we came ashore, did you? I sat it down next to that other lady and,
Dad?
What?
Dad!
Lawrence?
Oh, Dad! Dad!
Lawrence! I can't believe it's you!
Oh.
How'd you do that?
Old Hawaiian custom. Happy endings.
It was awfully nice of the Admiral to throw this luau for us, Lieutenant Hodges.
Well, it's not that nice. These are leftovers from his luncheon. And please, call me Joe.
All right, Joe. I'm glad he gave you some time off, though.
Well, I had some leave coming. He just let me take it early.
Yeah, and now he's gonna spend it all with me.
Well, you and one other person.
Huh?
I called your mom today. She's flying out tonight.
That's great.
That's wonderful.
It looks like we're gonna be together at last.
Hey, Barkley.
Yeah, Bart?
Admit it now. Wasn't today better than going to all those touristy places?
Well, actually, Bart, now that it's over... Yeah. No, I don't think it was better, but I do thank you for your efforts.
Hey, everybody, save the umbrellas on your fruit drinks, please. Rodney's little cousin's birthdays are coming up.
Speaking of Rodney, look, he's trying to do the limbo with crutches.
Oh,
what?
Oh, I think I sprained my other ankle. Rodney!
Jimmy, the next time you win a trip, see if you can make it a place with less sun.
Less sun? I thought you loved lying out on the beach.
I thought I did too, until I got sunburned.
Okay, Donna, I'll see what I can do.
Ow!
All right, everyone, it's time to sing the traditional luau song, the most famous song to come from the islands, written by Queen Liliuokalani.
Great.
Aloha oi. Hit it, boys! And a one, and a two, and a one, two, three. Aloha oi.
I'm glad that everything worked out okay for the Barkleys and the Rathbones, and that Lawrence's family will soon be together. No matter how you look at it, this has been one all-around special vacation. Adventures and Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Aloha Oi was written and directed by Phil Lawler. Our production engineer was Mark Brewery. And Chuck Bolte was our executive producer. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.